Hello and welcome to a very special edition of That Sports Gamer Show. This week I'm joined by Jeff Sherman.
Hey.
And we are going to discuss his list of demands of FIFA 13.
I think it's the moment we've been waiting for. I think, you know, out of all the games that we've played, I think we've probably spent the most hours on FIFA. Not necessarily maybe FIFA 12, but definitely FIFA 11. So kind of put some thoughts together on how we can improve FIFA 13. Hopefully EA listens. And I guess we'll go from there.
Yeah, and I think between the two of us, since FIFA, whatever, 2010 World Cup South Africa thing, combined, we've easily put over 2,000 hours into these games.
Easily. So if we want to call ourselves experts, I think that's a fair statement.
Sure.
All right, I guess we're going to start with the most obvious, probably the most impactful. The referees are awful. I mean, plain and simple, the referees are just terrible.
I would almost say that's an understatement.
It very well could be. I mean, the foul calls are unrealistic. You can make contact and you get nothing, and then you could clearly miss the guy and there's a foul called.
Yeah, the foul calls are unrealistic if they actually happen.
But what I saw from EA Sports is they said that their new physics engine was so complex that the referees couldn't comprehend the contact between the players. And I'm not sure if I buy that.
Yeah, because there's been some plays where my guy would be broken in about three different places.
Well, you can go YouTube, I think FIFA 12, like collisions, and they'll show like Lionel Messi with like a broken leg pointed the opposite direction, hopping down the field. So clearly they left some things out when they created this game that need to be fixed. Yeah. The second one, I think it kind of goes hand in hand. It's the delayed penalty kick calls. I mean, you'll be down in the box and you'll be on defense. You'll clear the ball out. And then 5 seconds later, the whistle will blow and the referee is running to the box, giving the other team a PK.
Yeah, and it's not just delayed penalties. It's the whole advantage system is completely broken.
Yeah, and I'm okay with, you know, giving an advantage. But when it's inconsistent like it is, if you get a foul and then 1 second later, they stop the play when you're on a breakaway. And then when you don't have a breakaway, they don't give it to you. I mean, it's just very inconsistent. It's kind of hard to read whether you should kick or not.
Yeah. And it's really frustrating when you see the flag come up for the advantage. A half second later, you lose the ball and the advantage is gone.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one thing when it's on like Ultimate Team or if you're playing like career mode. But when you're playing pro clubs, it's really frustrating because it's already a challenge enough. You don't need the referees against you. And I don't know if it's just our team, but I feel like we get hosed on every call. I mean, that's just me, though.
Yeah, I feel like we get hosed a lot, especially a lot of red cards that should be getting called on breakaways.
Well, good transition. So, in FIFA 11, you could pretty much slide tackle anybody at any given time whenever you wanted. FIFA 12,
for better or worse.
For better or for worse. FIFA 12, you can't do it. You could literally try to slide tackle somebody all game, and you'd maybe clip a heel.
Yeah, usually you'll just go straight through him.
Yeah, I don't understand that, because I mean you could be able to make contact whenever you want.
Yeah, and granted it is the first evolution of the player impact engine, but if it's so smart that refs can't figure it out, it should be at least smart enough that the players actually hit each other.
Well, what do you think about their tactical defending? That was their, you know, big mantra for FIFA 12.
You know, it works sometimes, but...
Like, I feel like in FIFA 11, the defenders were probably the dumbest AI in any sport I've ever played.
Yeah, and now they're smarter, but they're less aggressive.
Right.
They'll try to contain the guy a lot better, but they won't attack him and make that play for the ball.
Right. Like, I feel in FIFA 11, you'd see games that were like 5-4, 4-3... And then now you see him at like 2-1, 1-0, which it may be more realistic, but at the same time, you can't get by defenders.
Yeah. And when you're on defense, not controlling the man on the guy with the ball, there's literally nothing you can do. Your defender, no matter how much you hit B, will just stand there and just square up the guy.
Right. Which is my next complaint. How is a central defender, you take someone like Vincent Kompany on Manchester City, who's like, I think he's like a 71 pace, which is decent for a defender, can outrun a striker like Sergio Aguero. It shouldn't be possible, but it happens.
Yeah, I know. I was playing a game of Ultimate Team, and I had Chiellini as my center back, and Messi broke away past him, and Messi's like 92 pace, something like that. Chiellini caught him, and he's an 84.
Yeah, it's okay for it to happen once every now and then because, you know, people are going to outsprint people. But for it to happen consistently over a 90-minute game is kind of, well, it is unrealistic.
I think the stamina should actually have more of an effect when you use turbo. Like, I know the guys get broken down a little bit over time.
Right.
But I think while you're holding turbo, I think it should go down a lot more than it is right now.
But does the stamina even mean anything? Because, like, my virtual pro, for example, I think his stamina is a 91. And by about the 60th minute, I'm worried about pulling a hamstring and coming up lame.
Yeah, I haven't noticed that as much recently. But those hamstring injuries were pretty ridiculous early on.
Pretty hilarious, too. Especially the first time you saw it. And your player just comes up lame and just lays on the ground.
Especially when you're on a breakaway and it's just like, ah!
Well, you would have been caught by the defender from behind anyways, so.
True.
Whether you would have come up lame or not.
Well, for me, I would have hit the post on the shot anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered.
So one thing I haven't heard EA address, and I know it happens to us, I call it the puppet hand syndrome.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if anybody listening has seen the puppet hand, but if you want to come play our pro clubs for a game, you will see the puppet hand. And what that is if you're the striker and you're on a breakaway and the defender's trailing you, he'll obviously catch up to you because their speed is the same. But I don't want to edit this, but he sticks his hand pretty much up your ass.
True.
And then kind of takes the ball from you in a rapist type of way.
And they showed a little bit where they were showing the new, like, more in-depth push-pull stuff with the defense. But it looks like it's just going to be worse.
And when have you ever seen a penalty called on that?
Oh. Never.
I mean, if you're on a breakaway and you either slide tackle someone from behind or you start pulling their jersey, it's pretty much an automatic red card and you're gone. And I've never seen a penalty.
And this is the exact same thing.
And it's been an issue, I mean, since I've been playing FIFA, since 04. Like, they've had this every single year and they haven't fixed it.
It's like you just can't get away from the guy. You're just stuck to him.
Right. I mean, you almost want them to, like, call Madden and say, hey, can we get a stiff arm? And then have, like, your striker just stiff arm the guy and, like, go back. That'd be pretty rad. But they need to fix that. It's inconsistent. It seems like everything in FIFA 12 is for the defender. And, you know, most people want to play to score. You don't want to play to have tactical defending.
Yeah. And granted, we know soccer is a low-scoring game.
Right.
But there's still the excitement getting up to the shot that is kind of lacking this year. I think that's the biggest thing right now.
But when you get up to the shot, say you're at the top of the box and we're on a breakaway and I press A and you try to do the double tap, what happens?
Oh, I'm giving a fan a souvenir.
And for those of you listening that don't know what the double tap is, supposedly if you double tap the shoot button, it's supposed to keep the ball low and to the ground. And it happens the complete opposite. You're basically punting the ball to kick off.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was like a recent patch that did that, but I feel like the last month or so, it's been ridiculous.
I mean, they basically took out the ability to do one-timers.
Yeah.
And so you either have the opportunity to take the extra touch, which you'll probably have the goalie take the ball from you, or if you don't, you're going to take your chances with skying the ball into the 30th row.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I can think, is that they were trying to limit the number of one-timers, but I don't know.
But I mean, if you take the one-timers compared to the curlers, which everybody does if you play FIFA, it's like the NBA Jam, shoot the three-pointer from the corner thing. Everybody tries to go to the corner of the box and then do the finesse curler to the far post. And it probably works 80% of the time.
Yeah, sometimes. And sometimes you can do it from deep.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
It's cool. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, when we get one, it's really exciting. But when like teams set that up as a play, I mean, that rarely happens in real soccer. So I don't know. I mean, EA Sports, I mean, it's a great game, and I feel like I'm bitching, but I'm not. It's a great game. It's probably my favorite sports game out there, but I feel like it could be so much better.
Yeah, and I think that's why, of all the games we play, FIFA is the one we complain about the most, because we play it the most, and we love it the most, and we want it to be amazing.
Right. So,
not saying, I mean, that it's not amazing.
Right.
But
I guess my last gripe about the gameplay, and then we'll kind of get into pro clubs and Ultimate Team, which is a little bit more nitpicky, but they have the 45th and 90th minute magic. And it seems like every game, if not multiple times in a game, that someone will score in the 45th or 90th minute. And I don't know why.
I think, didn't we have a game where we were down like 3-1 and in the 90th we scored 2 goals?
Yeah. I've seen games where we've scored 2 in the 45th. Like the other team scored in the 45th and we scored 2 in the 45th.
And it's not like, I understand the 45th minute is like technically a lie because it's like the extra couple minutes of stoppage time.
Right.
But in that 1 to 5 minute span is like 20%, 30% more goals than the rest of the game combined.
But don't you think at the end of the game or at the end of the half, the defense is actually going to get tighter, that they're going to try to, you know, contain and not give up a goal?
Right. But I also understand the offense trying to play a little harder at that time.
Right. I mean, you see it in hockey. I would say, like, how many times in hockey this playoffs have we seen, like, a goal with, like, in the final minute of the third period? And, I mean, that's cool, but if you don't have a 2-goal lead in the 90th, I'm not comfortable.
Yeah. And even sometimes with a 2-goal lead, I'm not comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's a glitch or if they put it in there, like NBA Jam had that alleged keep scores close thing that I think they confirmed. But I don't know. It just seems like it's when you're playing pro clubs, you know, it's going to happen. So don't get pissed. Don't break a remote. It's not worth it, kids.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Till that's my remote and my hand.
I was going to say.
And my wall that has a little black mark from where the remote did it.
I can't imagine how much money I've given to Microsoft from Xbox remotes.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll go to pro clubs a little bit. I think we have a pretty decent squad. If I could give a shout out to the FC Pumpers. Yeah, not bad. But
decent is pretty much the word you would go for. Though I think we're probably 100 games over 500 by now.
Yeah, I think we're pretty good. But unlike most of the online community, and I'll be the first to admit, the FIFA online community is probably the worst out of any sports gaming group.
Yeah.
There is a glitch that everyone knows about it. You can search the message boards. It's the 5-minute quit rule. And if you're playing a game on pro clubs and you quit under 5 minutes, you don't get docked any points for it.
Right. No matter if there's a goal or anything.
Right. So, I mean, their logic behind it from what I've seen is, oh, well, you get matched up against teams that you're not like competitive with. So this is a way for both teams to back out.
Yeah. Or if there's lag, you should be able to feel it in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, it's good, but so is communism. So I mean, you engage in a game, you're there to play the game. Right. If you lose, you lose. So, I mean, especially if you get matched up with a team that you're okay with and you just happen to score in the 5th minute, mm-hmm. like you have the free pass to back out.
Yeah. Like, how many times have we played a game where we've gotten lucky enough to score in the first couple minutes and people have backed out? So the next game, the same thing happens and we go out of our way to not shoot until after the 5th minute.
Right. I mean, how is that to play a video game? Oh, by the way, don't try to score in the first 5 minutes or else the team's going to back out. I mean, it's just silly. So,
that's one of like my biggest frustrations.
It's dumb because, I mean, I don't think we really do it. I think every now and then we'll do it. But, you know, all pro clubs is based on points. So if you're you know, efficient enough to score in the first 5 minutes, you should get rewarded for that. Yeah. If not,
the only reason we do it is because we're so frustrated because probably the game right before us, the same thing happened.
Right. Or if you want to leave the 5 minute in, don't penalize the team that backs out, but give the team that's winning points mm-hmm. because that team did score the goal. Like, why would you give them nothing for that?
Yeah.
So that's dumb.
Or even count the game after the goal scored.
Right.
Just give him the 1-0 win. That's fine.
What's not dumb, which I think out of the Euro download, I think one thing came out of it that was actually really, really cool.
Wait, let me guess. Unlicensed teams.
Well, no, no. As much as I like playing with Poland with a bunch of Polish guys that don't exist, I think the create a kit functionality is pretty awesome.
Yeah. And they kind of have it on like the online creation center. And I still have no idea how to get that into a game or what I can do with it when I do get into a game.
Yeah, it's pretty confusing. Is it just an internet application or do you actually transfer that to the game?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think you can get into the game somehow.
No, but what they did for the Euro is they give you the ability to make a home and away kit. So you can pick your primary, secondary, and alternate colors. You can pick your design. Like they have some templates of Nike kits, Adidas, you know, things like that. And you can pretty much make your own uniform. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I kind of wish they would have had like a create a logo kind of thing. MLB The Show has in Diamond Dynasty, where you can set up like really in-depth logos.
But do they have like a sensor on that type of stuff? Like how do they know if it's like an obscene, you know, logo?
That's a good question, but I don't think they monitor it. I'm assuming someone you can report people somehow, but I don't think they really monitor it.
Yeah, because I mean, I think that'd be a cool way to customize your pro club. You know, get your own kits, your own colors, opposed to, I mean, right now you basically assign your team a badge and all the kits to one team. So like if we were to pick Arsenal, our logo would be Arsenal, and then we'd get whatever home and away kits that Arsenal has.
And only their home and away kits.
And only their home and away kits. So why wouldn't you be able to mix and match?
Yeah, and specifically with Arsenal, that yellow jersey was cool. We would obviously want to wear that sometimes.
Right. Or, I mean, why can't you pick a badge that belongs to, say, like Chelsea, and then you want to wear a uniform that's like Real Madrid, and then the other one's like, I don't know, the Seattle Sounders. Like, why couldn't you do that?
You know, it's funny. In pro clubs, you get third jersey. In Ultimate Team, you don't.
That's true. Why?
Exactly.
That's the thing. Like, none of this stuff is going to take up more memory in the game. I mean, it's probably just writing some codes. I mean, it's nothing that they can't improve upon.
Yeah, it's weird because it's in some sections of the game and not others.
Right. I mean, it goes back to, you know, the conversation we had on Euro, where the players are in the game, but they can't be licensed because the team is not licensed. And to have a third kit does nothing. You just add a third menu that already exists in two of the three gameplays on the game. I don't know. I guess I'm a jersey guy, so.
Yeah. I guess there would be more cards in Ultimate Team.
But that's
the only thing I could think of.
But you shared with me from E3, they've kind of, sort of, maybe fixed this?
Well, it looks like using your points that you accrue in EA Sports Football Club, which I still haven't done anything for that. I'm a level 39. But you'll be able to get some old kits.
But we don't.
Custom stuff, but they haven't said what you can really use that for.
Right, so you don't know if that's something that you can use in pro clubs or Ultimate Team, or if it's just going to be like available in career mode.
And I'm worried that that's what it's going to be.
Well, it seems like everything that they've talked about so far, and I mean, obviously it's only July or June, everything's based around career mode or manager mode. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem like they want to address Ultimate Team, to which they probably made millions on.
Yeah, I think they said just FIFA 12 DLC as of, I think, the end of March had made $110 million.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that money can't get kicked back into, you know, fixing some of the minor things?
Right. Well, what's unbelievable is how much we spent on Ultimate Team.
Well, clearly. I mean,
we've already drawn the line in the sand. We are not spending. Well, we have drawn a semi-solid line in the sand that we are not spending any money on Ultimate Team. Like, I mean, real cash money to buy fake Microsoft bucks to buy fake FIFA packs.
True or false? You had more fun playing with the guys that you got at the beginning that aren't good than the guys that you got buying packs.
Yeah, I will never, ever see Denny Covermans play a game of soccer, even though I think he might play in the MLS now. And when he was a 72 silver leading my team in everything in FIFA 11, I was so happy.
Or when you had, you know, Ruud van Nistelrooy as your best striker.
Yeah. Well, he's always the best striker on the team.
I mean, I'm not even going to say the amount of money I spent on foot, but I got a Ronaldo this year in a pack. And don't get me wrong, it's one of the happiest days of my gaming life. But I can't play with him. I am terrible with him. He might as well be like a 75 left wing because I don't know how to play with him. I mean, I feel like if you're not one of those guys who's like, oh, I'm a skilled dribbling guy, I do like step overs and spin moves, that like the higher rated players aren't really utilized to their full potential.
Yeah.
That's just me. I'm old school.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know how I feel about all those crazy new cards in Ultimate Team.
Like the blue cards?
Yeah.
Like the one team that's the most consistent without having an inform throughout the course of a year team?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, how much did you say they made? 110 million?
Yep.
They're just trolling for money.
And that's not even including what they made off of Euro.
Right. I mean, I wish I had the Ultimate Team website up. I think they probably had, what, 8, 7 inform Messis, and they're all like 98 or 99s, but like one's blue and the other's black, and like the blue one goes more than the black one, even though the ratings are the same.
Yeah, and it's just because they're a little bit less common.
Right, but so like Luis Suarez, striker for Liverpool, I got his 87, you know, regular gold card, and then there was an 87 black card, literally same rating. So if you were to play with them, there's nothing different other than maybe some magic from the black card. And it goes for like 30,000 more coin for no reason.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But so, I mean, hopefully if they put in these new kits that they've advertised in the football club, will they let us have downloadable content for like boots and like things like that?
Yeah, I hope so. There's actually 8 different Messis you can get.
8?
Mm. Ranging from a 94 to a 99.
I mean, how can you be a 99?
Well,
I mean, I know you'd be really good.
Yeah,
you score 73 goals in one season. That's how you become a 99. But, I mean, to be honest, if I had them, I'd probably still lose to a team of all 75s that were fast.
Well, the 99 Messi is 99 pace.
Jeez. Is it all 99s except for, like, defense?
Here's what's funny. There's his team of the week that was a 98, and then there's his team of the year for Spain, and his team of the week, they're both 98s, but the Spain one is has better shooting and better passing, but is slower than the other one.
That's too many cards of one Messi. And you can't play with all of them at the same time, so you basically just pick which one you can get, if you can afford it, which you probably can't.
Yeah, none of them are going for less than a quarter of a million.
So, can I call out Jose Enrique, if he's listening?
Well, I'm sure you can, because he called out EA Sports. So.
Well, yeah. Jose Enrique, the left back of Liverpool, they started him off as a 79, and then apparently he's a big FIFA gamer, which I'm sure there's a lot of other people in the world that are. So EA Sports made him a custom Ultimate Team card that's only unique to his IP address on his Xbox. That's a 95. How do you feel about that?
That's ridiculous. Though he did get an upgrade to an 80 in January.
But isn't that a little pretentious to give him a 95? That's the second highest rated card in the game, right? That no one else can use except for him.
Well, yeah.
So
I guess it's fine because he can only use it.
Well, but what does that say about you? That you're too embarrassed to play with yourself? That's not good enough?
Yeah, that is kind of a thing.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I would tell Jose Enrique, why don't you get better? And then your rating would be better.
Yeah, but a lot of pros go out and they complain about stuff like that.
Well, who was the guy that you tweeted last year? He was the American player. And he was all pumped that he was even in the game. He was like a bronze. Was it Aquedello?
No, I don't remember who it was. I remember there was a guy in Madden who was mad because his toughness was like a 35.
His name was Tim Tebow.
No, he was some either a cornerback or a wide receiver for the Seahawks. D-Fresh 22, something like that.
Not sure. Doesn't sound tough to me, though. Yeah.
And if you're calling out, like, the community manager on Twitter, I guess.
Well, it's a good transition. If you're calling out the community manager on Twitter, you're probably drunk, which brings me to turbo drunk.
Yes.
On FIFA. So, now this is what I call a paradox. Going back to the computer defender is faster than the striker. You can't beat him unless you use turbo. And then when you use turbo, you can't do anything on offense because you're basically going to run into the next defender that you just blew by.
Yeah. That happens far too often.
And it's like your virtual pro is not that good to begin with. So when you actually do get by somebody and you see daylight, you basically can't do anything.
And when you can, usually whatever it is, it ends up bad because you're using turbo.
I don't feel like any other game. I mean, NBA 2K, Madden, they don't really hold turbo against you.
Yeah, and a lot of the games now have taken turbo out, or sprint. It's not technically right. Turbo, it's sprint.
Sprint. I mean, in Madden, it makes sense. Football, it makes sense, because you want to wait for the hold to develop if you're like you're the running back. Mm. But in FIFA, if you're fast, you're fast.
Yeah, and NCAA football has even kind of gone backwards, where now it has reaction time, where it actually slows the game down, so you can see through the holes, which is kind of cool.
So I don't know if FIFA can take that out, though.
Yeah, I don't think they can.
So, I mean, soccer, you're running.
But, you know, even NHL took it out, so.
They took out sprint? They took out
sprint, yeah. Turbo, quote unquote.
Interesting.
It's funny because you still hold down the button, so.
I was going to say,
it's like. Just in your mind, you hold it down.
I'd still be pounding R2 like it was my job. God, I just feel like I'm complaining and I'm not.
It's because. And so, you know what it is? We play it so much that we see all the flaws.
Like, I read somebody else, and like, while I put mine as a list of demands, because I do demand it because of the $110 million that they've made, like, someone else was like, oh, our wish list. And it's like, no, don't wish for this stuff, because you know that they're going to leave something out on purpose in FIFA 13 that everyone's going to complain about, and that they'll have it fixed for FIFA 14. Just like
it'll be like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah, like the defending was so bad in FIFA 11 that they fixed it in 12, but then, you know, something else falls through. It's like plugging your finger in, you know,
in a dike. Finger in a dike.
Well, you could do that. Probably wouldn't have a good time. But what do you feel about the snow in the game?
I love it. I think especially with a white ball with white jerseys in the snow.
Yeah. I think the graphics are better than FIFA 11, where you can actually kind of like differentiate.
Yeah, it looks cool.
But what I don't understand is, why does the field play like you're playing on concrete?
Yeah, that's definitely the worst part.
I mean, just because it's cold doesn't mean the field is hard. It can be still moist or slow.
Yeah, you can't do pretty much anything through the air and expect it to work well.
No, I mean, you're pretty much through balls, lob through balls. Yeah, it's all, you can't play it.
Yeah, and that's even. Same within the rain, where we literally have the rule, no through balls in the rain.
No through balls.
Doesn't work.
Right. Or if you have a cam, like on our team, who can't see the ball in the snow, he's pretty much useless.
Well, he can't see the ball in the not snow either. But
no, he sees it. He just doesn't pass it.
Sure. Hopefully he's not listening to this.
Probably not. He only plays 2 games a night. Oh, hey-o. Okay. Here's kind of an interesting thing. When you're playing foot, Ultimate Team, and you start like a tournament that says, oh, it's a professional tournament with the 2,000 coin prize, and then you beat like the first 2 rounds, and you get to the semis, and all of a sudden they bump up the rating to world class, how is that legal?
False advertising.
Yeah, it's like you just entered a tournament with a defined difficulty level, and they just jack it up on you without even asking.
I just wish it would just say variable.
Right. It's like,
I'd be fine with that.
But literally,
I would know to not play that.
It said professional, and then went to world class. And when I beat that, it went to legendary. And let me tell you what, if you don't play like real soccer on legendary, you're going to get rolled.
Yeah. Especially because the computer is just magical on legendary.
It's like, why even bother playing?
Yeah. And they've like all the difficulties this year have been cranked up just a little bit. And I think it's just a little bit too much.
I do too. And especially for the coin that you get.
Yeah.
I mean, like a 2000 tournament is like a big thing now.
Yeah. And it's not like I play pretty much all the sports games on the level above whatever it comes set at. So like not, and usually that's right in the middle. So I don't play on like legendary in foot.
Right.
I used to play world class, and I would be comfortable at world class. Now I play world class, and I'm like, all right, this is a little too much for me.
Do you even bother to play the tournaments online, or do you just play against a computer?
No, I just play against a computer because I get rolled by people online because I'm not good against humans.
Well, obviously I have an anger issue. I have a rage issue. And when I play people online, I swear to God, it is the most frustrating thing in the world. Because you feel like you're completely helpless. Mm-hmm. You know, everything that we just talked about, multiply that by 10 because you're playing against a real person, not the computer. And then they only pick teams with fast guys. Yeah. So it's like I could be playing with a guy that's rated like a 92, but he's slow. And a player that's 10 points lower but faster is better on the game.
Yeah, I played the last game I played online, which I think I'm done with online FIFA 12 now. Other than pro clubs, my worst player was an 86. His best player was an 81. He beat me 7-1. Jeez. And it wasn't like he was playing better than me. His guys were just fast.
I mean, I'm trying to even make a parallel. It would be like, who do you think is the best free safety in football?
Ed Reed.
Okay. Say you're going to be Ed Reed, and say he has an ultimate team card that's rated like a 95.
Probably like a 99, but continue.
Yeah, anyways.
Madden say there's have Ultimate Team in it.
Yeah. Say there's like another guy. God, I'm drawing a blank. That's, I don't know. Who's the guy in the Cowboys? That's pretty Roy decent. Williams,
that's not there anymore?
Yeah. All right. Say Roy Williams. Say Roy Williams is really fast. You would get dominated. Roy Williams would be a better player than Ed Reed. Like Steven Gerrard.
Actually, I wonder if that would work in Madden because then you just have the faster safety to get over and swat the ball.
Well, maybe. Fine. So, bad analogy. I guess what I'm trying to say is
all the cams suck in this game.
Right. Gerrard, Lampard, Xavi, Iniesta, all these guys that are like world class international superstars are worthless on this game.
Like Van Persie and his 67 pace. Not Van Persie, my bad. Van der Vaart in a 67 pace.
Right. I mean, if you don't have guys, I mean, you could pretty much create a team of all 90s if you wanted to. And that's what people do. They just get all 90s and they just do lob through balls and then they score on you. And then you throw your remote across the room, scaring your dog half to death and just costing yourself $55.
Yeah. And it's funny because like our pro team, we play against each other in like random games.
Right.
And we play against our cam with our foot teams, and he'll beat us, and his team is just fast.
Right.
But if we play just like two regular teams, like in a regular exhibition, not our foot teams, we'll win almost every time. Not saying he sucks, but.
Right. Well, I mean, basically, Fernando Torres is probably the best striker on the game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's faster than, like, say, Wayne Rooney. And he's rated, I think, 4 or 5 points lower.
I think
it doesn't make sense. 86. Speaking of ratings that don't make sense, Barcelona. I mean, if anybody watches Barcelona and you're a soccer fan, Barcelona pretty much plays like an all passing game. So like they just basically ping the ball around the field and then just throw it up to Messi and Messi scores. Mm. So why would they rate the players as slow? Even though their players are fast, they just don't play fast, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
So, like, you have Cesc Fabregas, who was on Arsenal last year, and he was really fast because he was sprinting all the time. And then he went to a system where he doesn't sprint.
That's why I feel like they kind of need to break out pace.
Yep.
Because in FIFA, pace pretty much equates to speed. But they should have a separate speed rating, and then pace is just how they like to play. Like, that's the speed that they want to play at.
Well, shouldn't they follow what Madden's coming out with? What Madden's proposing is to have ratings variable based on the system and the team.
Yeah, Madden's going to come out where, like, the Saints who want a small receiving running back will be rated higher in their system than, say, a team that, like, the 49ers who wants a big hulking running back that can carry the load.
Right. So if you were to get, like, John Terry and have, like, a defender that wants, like, four defenders back, have him be better in that system than, say, like, three. Like, they have the whole chemistry thing. But, like, does chemistry actually do anything? Do we know if it actually improves or makes the player play worse?
Yeah, and sometimes chemistry's really funny because sometimes you feel like it's not doing anything, and then other times you're like, oh, it's obviously because these guys play together.
Well, according to what I read from some guy, and I forget his website, but he said that team chemistry means nothing, but if your player chemistry is high, that player will play better.
Yeah, because so, like, it's just weird.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, Ultimate Team is really weird. Like, you could play some guy with the same formation, same team, and just totally dominate him, and then play somebody that's pretty much the same, and you will lose 7-1, just like what happened to you.
Yeah.
It's just really weird.
Yeah, because sometimes I feel like, usually when I run my Barclays team, I'll have a part where it's like Mata, Torres, and Lampard. And some games, it feels like they've never seen each other in their lives. And then other games, it'll be like, Lampard will do a give and go to Mata, and Torres will be gone. And it'll be like, perfect, goal. But yeah. It never feels consistent.
I guess that's my biggest complaint about FIFA 12, is the inconsistency of, like,
everything.
I mean, what do we say? Like, you can't, when we play pro clubs, you don't end on a win.
Yeah.
You always want to end on a loss, because we end the night pissed off. We come in the next morning, and then we kind of question, like, how did we play?
Yeah, we have the beauty of working together, right. And our other teammates don't. So the next morning, it's always like, I know we played pro clubs last night. I have no idea if we did good or not.
But that's the thing. Like, I know, and we'll probably, you'll win a couple games, and then we'll end on a loss. And I'll go to bed pissed off, wake up, kind of forget, and then by about, like, 2 o'clock, it's like, oh, man, what time are we playing tonight?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that with any other game. Like, I want to play MLB The Show. I want to play Tiger, but I don't get, like, the craving to play it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Pro Clubs is, like, a mode within no other game has had.
Yeah. I've actually gone cold turkey on FIFA. Well, on Pro Clubs. Well, shit, I just played yesterday. I had gone pretty much cold turkey on FIFA for, like, 2 weeks, but I got the itch. I'm ready. Just tell me when.
I feel like, you know, even if people don't like soccer, I think FIFA 12 is a game where even if you don't like it, you'll love the game.
Yeah.
Because it's not hard to play.
Yeah. I feel that way a lot about NHL as well.
I agree. I think NHL would be, you know, perfect. I mean,
if both games are literally, once you learn how the offsides works, you're going to have fun.
Yeah, and you don't even have to be a good scorer. I mean, you could be a good passer and, like, dominate. You could even go play defense and just blow fools up. I think the one thing that I've never got into is goalie and goalkeeper.
Right.
But I feel like they're obviously the most important positions on the field.
It's more that we don't want to screw up.
Right. I mean, I've tried a couple modes with goalie, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know. I guess I just haven't given it enough work. I mean, that's pretty much all my complaints, my demands. I mean, if you were to give FIFA 12 a rating, what would you give it?
It's like, so tough. Because it's like a B plus A minus game. And that's not a bad thing. I'm sure most people would be like, oh, B plus. That's terrible. But no, it's, for what it is, it's really good.
It's really good. And, like, I've seen people say, oh, it's the same game as FIFA 04. They just update the uniform and the players. And I mean, that's not true, but I think 11 to 12, I don't want to call it a step up. I think
but it's not a step back. It's just like,
right.
It just moved parallelly.
Yeah. It's just a different game. Yeah. And I'm sure they're going to come out and say, oh, FIFA 13 is the greatest of its generation. Da, 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 da. Yeah. And I hope it is. I mean, I just like when FIFA 12 came out, I really hoped it was.
Yeah. And I literally hadn't played a FIFA game between, like, I think it was like FIFA 03 and 2010 World Cup South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Then I dropped 600 hours in FIFA 11. But now FIFA 12, I played like 250, 300. And it's like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Nothing really memorable.
No, I mean, it's a game that I don't trade in my FIFA games. I keep them all. But, like, if someone was to give me a good offer, I would think about giving it away.
$30, Amazon.
Well, I paid 20 for the European download, so.
Yeah, that's literally the only reason I didn't send it back, like, a week ago. After that foot game.
So, this is supposedly coming out when? September?
Why don't you ask me these questions without telling me previously? The answer, of course, is FIFA 13 is coming out. Oh, it doesn't have its own page on Wikipedia. It is coming out September 30th.
September 30th.
And then so probably like 2 days later in the UK, because I think their games come out on Thursdays.
So maybe the demo will come out like a few weeks before if you have the season pass.
Yeah, it'll probably... September 30th is a Sunday. Interesting. So it might be... So for us, it's probably going to be the 25th or the 2nd.
Well, they just came out with the FIFA 13 trailer.
Yeah, which should be hopefully up on site before this, but it'll be questionable.
I mean, obviously they make it look great, but what I'm holding out hope on is like all the images and videos. They're wearing like the old kits. You know, I think they haven't like updated the things yet. Like, they just showed you what they're changing.
Mm.
So hopefully they're still building the game. Hopefully they're not, you know, done with it now and then just sitting around for 5 months to release it.
Man, I think that's even how the demo was for FIFA 12, right? They didn't even have the new jerseys.
Right. I mean, I'm hoping that they go to that and, you know, say, you know, what are we doing wrong? Hopefully get feedback. Because, I mean, there's still some people that are just buying FIFA 12, you know, probably more recently.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, soccer goes on all year round. That, I mean, there's no real season per se.
Yeah, and they really don't care about the American season because it comes out, like, right as the American season's, like, in the middle.
But do you care about the American season?
No.
Oh, no.
And I live in America.
Right. They have the worst soccer in the world, probably.
It comes out September 27th and never mind. Shit, and I actually take that out because that's just wrong.
And no announcement on the cover athlete, though, yet either, right?
Messi is going to be the international cover athlete. Like, he'll be on the cover of every version.
Yeah.
But they haven't said who else is going to be joining him.
So he's pretty much the Wayne Rooney of last year.
Yeah.
And so he gets FIFA Street and he gets FIFA 13?
He is that good.
He is that good, but I don't want to say I'm sick of him, but kind of sick of him.
I think Messi and Ronaldo have kind of got like that Yankee thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, they win all the time. That's great.
What kills me about those two is obviously they're two of the best players in the world. They score a ton of goals. But like their league, there's really only two good teams in the league.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you have Real Madrid and Barcelona in the Spanish league of a team of 20. And then you go to like the English league and you pretty much have probably about 8 to 10 good teams.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Italian league. It's like, okay, there's two good teams. What's your point?
And those teams are amazing, but...
Right. I mean, they're really, really good. But when you score 70 goals, it's like... I mean, Ronaldo played in the English league, so he could say, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I mean, Messi's only 23, but he's only played in the Spanish league.
And he also isn't that great in the international stuff.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's one of those things where he's like, yeah, I'm just going to stay here because if I go, people might find out I'm not that great, but...
Kind of like Landon Donovan?
Yeah.
Low blow, but that's fine.
Yeah, I guess that pretty much wraps it up.
Yeah, I mean, FIFA 12, good game, not a great game. I pray that EA Sports just listens to the feedback, because if you just search the online, you know, the web pages, there's a lot of people complaining about FIFA 12. But I think that they made so much money off of it, they really don't care.
Yeah, because that happened in FIFA 11. I think they made 90-something million off the Ultimate Team stuff.
That's incredible.
Yeah. No, incredible is how much we gave, because we were dumb.
Yeah, and we don't make that much.
But, you know, you can follow me on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer, or you can go to ThatSportsGamer.com, which is probably where you listen to this, or something like that. Jeff, where can people find you?
You can find me at JSherm23 on Twitter, Facebook.com/23Thoughts, 23sthoughts.com. And if I guess you're, if you're online and you want to play Xbox, don't message me because I won't play you on FIFA.
Well, we are probably going to do some more special edition stuff like this to go along with the weekly stuff. So stay tuned for that.
Congratulations, Chelsea, champions of Europe. Woo!